How we polarize and what we can do about it. Red and blue political partisans alike are aghast at what the other side supports. The percentage of both Republicans and Democrats who hate the other party soared from 20% in 2000 to nearly 50% in 2016. And would you be unhappy if your child married someone of the other party? Since 1960, the percentage of folks answering yes has shot up from 4 to 40%. These numbers are, in a word, staggering. Among the forces driving our growing social divide is something I explored as a young social psychologist, a phenomenon called group polarization. The principle is simple but powerful. When people discuss something they already agree on, their attitudes often become more extreme. Like hot coals, like minds magnify one another. In one experiment, my collaborators and I ascertained some high school students' racial attitudes. Later, we put highly prejudiced students in small groups that discussed racial issues with others who, unbeknownst to them, were also highly prejudiced. We did the same with low prejudice students who discussed racial issues with other low prejudice students. The outcome? The conversations among like-minded people strengthened their pre-existing attitudes. The highly prejudiced groups became more so, and vice versa with the low prejudiced groups. Separation plus conversation led to polarization. The divide between the two groups grew. Occurrences of group polarization abound. For example, when jury members lean toward awarding damages, their group award tends to exceed that preferred by the median jury member. Or a Republican-appointed judge sitting with two other Republican judges votes more conservatively than when the same judge sits with at least one Democratic appointee. A Democratic judge, meanwhile, shows the same tendency in the opposite ideological direction. Terrorist mentality usually emerges among people who share a grievance. As they interact in isolation, sometimes in camps or in prisons, their views grow more extreme. Increasingly, they categorize the world as us against them. Once again, separation plus conversation produces polarization. In today's world, partisan cable TV channels and the internet put group polarization on steroids. When cutting my scientific teeth during group polarization experiments, I never imagined the benefits and the dangers of like-minded virtual groups as partisans connect with and selectively expose themselves to kindred spirits and disparage those they despise. In a 2020 national survey, 4 in 10 Biden and Trump supporters alike said they did not have a single close friend who supported the other candidate. As I am, so are my friends. But it's equally important to remember that the group polarization phenomenon can also make society better. After all, peacemakers, hunger advocates, and anti-racism activists gain strength from connecting with kindred spirits. So, for today's technologists and educators, the challenge is finding ways to affirm both our diversity and our unifying ideals, and so to renew the founding idea of America, diversity within unity, e pluribus unum, out of many, one.